This podcast was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local podcasts, go on our website freshfm.net or download the accessmedia.nz app.
Listening to records, I just knew what to do. I mainly taught myself. And, you know, I did pretty well, except there were a few mistakes that I made that I have just recently cleared up. I'd like to just continue to be able to express myself as best as I can on the instrument. And I feel like I have a lot of work to do still. You know, I'm a student. And I'm also a teacher of the drums, too. be able to continue to let what is inside of me, which comes from all the music that I hear, and I'd like for that to come out. And it's like, it's not really me that's coming. The music's coming through me.
This child walk between reality and fantasy, sometimes so small and not so tall. The wall between reality and fantasy, sometimes so small and not so tall.
Fresh FM.
That's why I love the moon. Every night it's there for you. It's constant, unlike these human beings who lie about what it seems to be. You think the earth is where you stand. That's why I love the moon, 'cause it's always there for me. Every night about my window, and that's why I love the moon, 'cause it's always there for me. Every single night I look outside, so hard to find. Just when you think you found it, the illusions in your eyes, it blinds. So be careful where you look for love. Just be careful where you look for love. Real love's so hard to find. Just when you think you found it, the illusions in your eyes, it blinds us all. So be careful where you look for love. Just be careful where you look for love.
Yeah. That's why I let the moon shine. 'Cause through the time I've been confused on how to move out. Stuck in between what wasn't and what could be the truth. High, still up trying to escape the demons in my room. You see, it's no change, dropping, we learn to maintain. Roughing and how could anybody else for pain when they brainwash us and watch us every time we make exchanges? We slaves, locked in a box and use our mind just to escape all the same shit. I'm tired of the pain, love is blind to the flame. That's why I look up, never hide behind the skies and the rain. Promises cooked up, exercising through denying the pain. That's why I look for ways to find whatever lies in the rain. 'Cause shit changed, I don't blame my father for lamping. I believe that help with me trying to grow. Which is still trying to grow as myself. So understand it when I'm stranded, taking chances. No, I need that full flat on my back. You just relax and keep your seat back. 'Cause when you think, that's when you let time run and escape with your mind. Loving, that's what you think. So what you think? If love was easy to find, we wouldn't need it to complete our lives. So
thank you.
Hey, hey, welcome to the Dinner Club. You're here with Mia and Anna, and we've got a special guest today. Ferg, welcome back to the show.
G'day.
He's back on. This time he's all by himself in the hot seat.
Riding solo.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like we could, I don't know, Mia and I are on one side of the table and Ferg's on the other.
It's like the hot seat.
Yeah, yeah. We could just question you. So, Ferg, I don't even, what's like interrogation questions?
I couldn't what even were you doing an hour ago?
Yeah, actually, what were you doing an hour ago, Ferg?
I was at Mickey D's gym.
Pumping
shout out to them.
Yeah.
Was this like, was this your month subscription from the burger?
It started off with the month subscription for eating this massive burger in under 15 minutes.
Seems a bit ironic, but
yeah.
And well, it's a protein burger.
Oh,
right, okay.
And then it just carried on from then.
Right, so
lots of like chicken and meat.
Lots of meat, I suppose.
Yeah.
It's quite a good like, what's the word?
Incentive?
Yeah, I guess, but like marketing.
Marketing, yeah. They also give you all a free mask with Mickey D's on it.
Oh, wow. I see. So that's even
more. But I always turn it inside out if I'm not at the gym because I feel like if you, you sort of seem like the, oh, hey, I go to the gym. If you wear it around town and stuff.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
No hate to them.
How have you found like being at, I suppose, because have you only been at the gym like while it's been COVID restrictions? Because I know at City Fitness it's like everything kind of had to change and they had to space out classes and you have to wear masks when you're like coming in and out and stay like 2 meters away from people. How have you found gymming under level, what have we even known,
level two?
2.5.
Are we in 2.5?
Yeah, that's what they call it. Because of Delta, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I started at the Nelson College gym, and then we did this burger challenge, and I think it was my first or second workout at Mickey D's.
Right.
Was the day before lockdown.
Oh.
So that happened, and then ever since it hit, it's been like wiping down equipment every time you touch it and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know where. You don't have to wear a mask in the gym because it's just annoying.
Right, yeah.
Which is nice, but you just like try and walk around people and stuff.
Yeah. Because the gym I go to, we don't have any like classes or anything. So it's just like, the only thing is like scanning in and.
Yeah.
As long as you're like 2 meters apart and wiping everything down, then that's pretty much all we have to do, I guess.
Wow.
We also have like key card things, and when you scan that's like classed as you scanning in.
Oh, yeah.
And then you just press it again when you leave, and that's like the QR code thing.
Yeah, I suppose. Makes sense. Yeah, they can send you a message if somebody gets COVID and you're at the gym at the same time as them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is quite like odd though, I feel. Like a place of exercise, walking in with a mask, and then I've seen people working out with masks on. And like it just seems so hard to do.
It sort of started out with like 2/3 of people wore a mask.
Really? Wow.
And then now no one wears a mask.
I feel like that was the same with schools.
Yeah.
First day of school we walked in and there was like a few people wearing masks, like apparently all the teachers were wearing masks at the staff meeting, and then like after period one apparently like none of the teachers were wearing masks and pretty much everyone had taken off
because I had period one off and I came into school and I had my little mask on and no one was wearing one and it just like felt really weird.
No one was wearing them. Maybe like two kids were wearing masks at Nelson College.
Wow.
Yeah, and maybe like one teacher I've seen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, now I think I can only think of one person at Girls who actually like wears a mask every day.
A mask is like feels fine when you're wearing it to pop into a shop or something.
Yeah.
But then if you work somewhere where you have to wear one, or you're wearing one like all day, you start to realize how irritating it gets.
Yeah.
And then people, if they have the choice not to wear one, just end up not.
Yeah, and it sometimes like you get that weird feeling, well at least I do, at school or even at the gym or something, when you think for some reason that you have to wear a mask. Like, you just get the feeling that you should be wearing a mask or something because you're used to it when you kind of go out and stuff. I don't know. It might just be me. But
yeah.
Yeah.
It is kind of odd. I wonder how many people get, like, weird tans from wearing masks. I suppose normally most of the time that you're wearing a mask, you're inside.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It feels a bit yucky, like your breath doesn't circulate.
Yeah.
It's all moist under your
mask. I feel like whenever I'm at work, my mask gets a bit...
Sorry about that.
It's a little bit gross. And yeah, you kind of... Yeah, it seems a bit unsanitary, but...
Mm. I mean, got to do what you got to
do. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, we were just having a conversation about how... This is kind of related to COVID and stuff, how, you know, people's parents... Well, it started when Anna and I were talking about music and kind of our musical influences how our parents and things have shaped the music we like now, whether that be, like, artists we like to listen to or just even kind of genres and things. Mm. And that kind of goes with, obviously, with opinions and things like vaccination and all sorts of things like that. So...
Yeah, just like that debate of kind of, I feel like as we're moving out of home and, you know, moving on with our lives, I feel like it's become way more apparent to me how much of my opinions and everything that I've formed have been as like a result of my parents and kind of what my parents believe. Because obviously, you know, you're around them so often and you hear their opinions and you don't really hear many other people's opinions.
Mm.
But just, in terms of like COVID stuff, I've had a few friends who like, I mean, I've had some friends who their parents are very, like, pro-vaccine and they don't want to get it. And then I've also had, like, vice versa, whereas their parents are very anti-vax and they want to get the vaccine but then have to kind of toss up that sort of thing.
Keep it on the D-low.
Yeah, or not tell their parents. And, yeah, it seems to be, like, it's almost as if social media has meant that people are able to form their opinions a lot easier. So.
Yeah, because you have...
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to access information in... kind of educate yourself or like kind of get into the cycle of getting false information and all that sort of thing which could influence your decision
it's also finding the information that's right because there's a lot of information that isn't right what I don't get is say your family is not for getting a vaccine and you are how it's awkward if you get it and they don't. Like, I guess maybe for them they have something against people that get the vaccine, but for me it would just be like, okay, my choice. It's not gonna, I'm not gonna be like this infectious like person, which doesn't really make sense if I'm the vaccinated one for getting it while you're not. Like, it doesn't affect anything.
Yeah, I think
I'm just vaccinated and you're not. I don't know how makes it awkward, I guess.
Some people have, like, some people believe that if other people have the vaccine and then are around them, that there'll be some sort of... I've seen lots of stuff about, like, vaccine shedding, which has been proved to be false, but people believe that if you're around people who are vaccinated, then you'll get, like, that it'll affect your cycle or affect lots of other things to do with you, which, can make it a little bit... awkward.
Maybe it would also be the whole like separation with if you're vaccinated you'll go into a restaurant or something and be out doing things which the rest of your family isn't, and then they could get resentful or you would feel bad for going out
or even just like not offended, but the family might feel a bit weird if you're obviously choosing the opposing opinion if that's what they've kind of raised you to think, and then I'm not sure because it's not my personal experience.
Might just shock them a bit that they haven't, it hasn't, their opinions haven't rubbed off on their children as much as they thought maybe.
I'm like, I'm all for people having, you know, the right information showed to them and like, you know, having all the facts laid out, and then if people can make, you know, from that, then people form their own opinions. And I'm totally, you know, if you are vaccinated, if you're not vaccinated, I literally could not care less.
Yeah.
And I hate, like, one thing that I hate about it is how it's created such a divide between people. I feel like it literally has become, like, vaccinated versus the unvaccinated. And I feel like it's not how it should be. It's just,
I'm just for, like you're saying, for making an educated decision.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, knowing the facts and knowing what's like true and what's just
I think you can be against the vaccination and have, I mean, personally, I think the opinion of wanting to get vaccinated is stronger than the opinion of not. But I think there's still some, a person who chooses not to can still have logical grounds for making that decision. It's not like they're immediately stupid or anything.
Yeah.
And I don't like, like you say, the splitting of the division between people who are for it and those who aren't.
Yeah.
Especially with restaurants and stuff. I mean, it makes it safer for vaccinated people to be in these spaces because they're less likely to contract or to spread it. But I know it means a loss of so many jobs and and all that kind of thing for I mean, if the majority are vaccinated, surely those who aren't are going to be safer than if they weren't and can still go to work. But
yeah,
I find the mandatory vaccine stuff very like that. I find that quite hard in terms of, you know, people are now able to be fired and everything like that if they don't want to get the vaccine, which
I like, I'm for it and I'm against it. I mean, like, I'm for like forming your own decision, but it's also like an incentive, obviously. I don't know, it's a difficult area. It's kind of a grey area.
Definitely. And actually, I was talking to one of my, like, I was in class and we were just talking about that, and someone I know was saying it seems weird that we're, you know, like, at the moment, if you're vaccinated, if you're unvaccinated, you can pretty much do anything. Like, you know, if you're unvaccinated, you can go to a restaurant. If you're vaccinated, you can go to a restaurant. But once we hit 90%, then
it's a traffic light
system. Then it's like, you're unvaccinated, you can't go to a restaurant. And she was saying it seems weird, it should be the opposite way around, that, you know, once we hit the 90% target, then if you're unvaccinated,
you can go out. Safer for both.
Yeah, because it's safer then. It seems weird that at this time when we've got like lower vaccination rates that we're able to do everything, and then when the vaccination rates get higher, suddenly we're not, you know, like unvaccinated people can't do a whole lot.
Because the whole, I think the whole idea of the 90% is herd immunity, like you're helping the people who can't get the vaccine. You know? So,
I don't know. It does seem like odd to me that, you know, at the moment when we're at like a lower percentage of vaccinated, people can do whatever they want, but then once it gets higher, it's immediately things get cut off.
There is also, I completely forgot what I was going to say.
It's all right.
Never mind.
We can come back to it if you remember.
Yeah.
We'll just play a bit of music.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, so we got some Mia Joy coming up, so I hope you enjoy. Thank you.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui.
Looking to the sea, crowds of people wait for me. Seagulls scavenge, still ice cream. Worries vanish within my dream.
Listen online anytime. Freshfm.net.
Hey, welcome back. You were listening to It Could Be Sweet by Portishead, my pick for the week from my pick of album of the week from Dummy. I hate that name, but like love the music on it.
Yeah.
I don't know, just kind of like chill vibes, but
yeah.
Something a bit special. But yeah.
Nice chill. Chill music.
Hope you guys are enjoying the lineup for tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we were just having a convo about New Year's resolutions because the year's kind of coming to a finish, kind of winding down before the big, like, hurrah at the end with Christmas and all sorts of
yeah
fun things. But yeah, what do you guys think about New Year's resolutions and goal setting and that sort of thing?
I think my opinion's very like, I think every year I always do New Year's resolutions in the sense of like, I think it's like, for me it's quite a logical, you know, whenever I get to the end of the year I think, oh, what am, like, you know, what do I want to do next year? And I'll set myself a few goals. But I feel like the idea of New Year's resolutions is kind of like, not odd, it makes sense, but I feel like people set themselves some really high expectations and then and 2 months into it they just have completely failed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just go on living their life how they did.
Yeah. I feel like there's sort of a difference between resolution and a goal.
Yeah, yeah. I like New Year's goals. Yeah.
Because like in like primary school and stuff, they'd really hammer home like the whole SMART goal, like it's got to be like attainable, measurable,
specific, measurable,
all that sort of thing. Yeah. And I feel like New Year's resolutions for a lot of, well, I don't really set New Year's resolutions, but I'll set the occasional goal. But a lot of people set really this is a generalization, but like set really unattainable goals.
Oh,
like
me every year,
just like sort of things that just have no sort of measure and things, and I feel like that's often why it kind of flops.
Yeah, I think that's my issue. This year I'm going to try and make goals that I actually have like a plan of how I'll know that I've achieved them, because sometimes I'll just set myself a goal and then I'm like, what the heck, I have no idea how I'm going to do this when I know that I'll, like, it'll be done. But no, I do quite like having a list of goals.
Yeah.
And then if I'm like randomly just throughout the year, I'll check them and see how I'm going, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think my goals are probably more like, oh, like run a marathon, like those kind of, which are a little bit more measurable in the sense of like, it's a thing that you do, or yeah, it'll be like random things. I think one of my things this year was to get my full license.
Oh yeah.
And I managed to get that, so, you know.
Nice. Yeah.
Killing it.
Yeah, I just don't agree with the whole like new year, new me. Like, it's a new year, but you're the exact same person. You might just be trying to achieve some unachievable goals.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts, Ferg?
I think that the start of a new year is a good way to try and begin some new values or starting towards a new goal. Like, it's a good like stone to step from.
Yeah.
But like you said, you have to be realistic with it and plan it out and make sure you can be consistent with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some people think of that like new year, new me thing.
Yeah.
And go too far, and then they just are the same person. And there's nothing wrong with being the same person. That's probably the reason why they fail in the first place.
Yeah.
But it's a good, people, a lot of people like crap on New Year's resolutions as not working, but I think it's a good place to start if you're trying to find somewhere to start compared to like higgledy piggledy throughout the year.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It just shows like a definitive start, I feel like.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And it's kind of like, you know, new year. Yeah.
But I mean, this sounds a bit cheesy, but the thing I don't like about New Year's resolutions is it's often like based off the idea like you're not good enough, or you're not like fit enough, or you're not ripped enough, or like all that sort of stuff. And then you're just like being harsh on yourself and creating this alternative reality. Like, I'll be happy when I'm like ripped with a six pack. Like, that's not realistic in the scheme of things, because then by the time you achieve that, you're just probably going to feel just as unsatisfied.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're not actually, your values have kind of stayed the same and haven't like developed. I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much and like
it is interesting though.
Because I've been like, by the time this airs I would have well finished it, but I've been reading that book I was talking about the other week with you.
Not that one.
The Salad of Not Giving a
Beep. Oh yes, that's right.
And I feel like that kind of has changed my outlook on sort of like New Year's resolutions and that sort of thing.
Right.
Like, I definitely recommend people reading that. Like, it's kind of cheesy in a way, and I'm not usually into the, like the whole self-help book, but I feel like lots of people can get stuff out of it.
Is it like changing things for you or doing things for yourself?
It's like understanding that it's like sort of on the basis that what you kind of find happiness in and stuff is totally based off your values and also like really putting effort into things that actually matter to you. I don't know. Yeah, but it's just,
yeah,
I think it's a bit of a good read.
Yeah, that's cool.
Kind of a wake up call, like actually valuing things that you think is, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
like the whole idea that the more effort you put into like chasing something that you don't have, the like more kind of like bad you feel about yourself.
Right. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. I get that.
Just kind of changes your outlook. That sort of thinking, because it's like so counterintuitive. Like everyone tells you like, you need to say these affirmations and be like, I am happy to be happy, when like if you're actually happy, you're not going to have to stand in front of a mirror and convince yourself that. I don't know. Now I'm just kind of like rambling on, sounding a bit wacko, but
I think I struggle with that. Well, maybe not the trying to do things to be happy thing, but definitely like thinking about things too much, or like giving a beef about things too much, instead of just like standing back and just watching
and
doing my own thing.
And there's some really good examples in there. Like there was this one, and it was this guy who got kicked out of this band just as they'd signed this massive record deal for no apparent reason. And so his goal was to make a band that was more successful and more like I don't know, influential than the band he was in, so he could like, you know, prove everyone else wrong. And so he was all driven by that and created this really successful, really influential band. But of course the band he was kicked out of was Metallica, so he was constantly comparing himself to that.
Far out.
And despite making millions of dollars and having a in lots of people's eyes a successful career, he was constantly comparing himself to that.
I feel like comparison is probably the most detrimental thing to actually feeling happy and being content in where you are in life. Because it's so, you can, I mean, there's always going to be somebody who's better at you, better than you at something, you know. Like, yes, you might be like, you know, incredible at, you know, say you're the top race car driver, you're not going to be the top swimmer as well.
Yeah.
You know, or there's always going to be somebody who's better than you at something.
Yeah.
And but you can be the best at one thing.
Yeah, you can be the best at one thing, but I feel like you cannot be the best at everything.
Yeah.
No.
And then if you're, constantly comparing yourself to people, and that's a bit hard.
It's just kind of like a self destructive cycle if you're constantly comparing yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's just interesting to think about, I guess. But yeah.
On a lighter note, do either of you have any New Year goals that you, like, you know, things that you, just random little things that you want to try complete next year? Even just, like, things that you want to do next year, or, you know, like...
I don't know. I feel like a lot of stuff is going to change.
Yeah.
For me, like, moving away from home and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to tell now.
Right.
What I'm going to value more next year, or, like, what my lifestyle is even going to be like. Mm. Whether I'm going to be partying every night, like, I hope not, or like on that study grind.
I feel that,
I don't know. I think because I'm going to uni to pursue my passion, I want to make the most of that,
make
friends, but also, you know, really kind of
make
the most of the chance that I get to be
pursuing
that, and hopefully like enjoy it. That's the main thing, you know.
Yeah, jeepers.
But yeah, that's not really measurable. I'd have to break that one down a bit.
Yeah.
But what about you guys? What are you thinking?
Ooh. I think mine are always, my kind of goals that I always set are always a little bit random. Like, I think one that I would like to do next year, if COVID allows, is kind of go on like a road trip by myself, or do more things by myself, like take myself out for dinner. Because I think I'm quite a social person, and I love to go out with friends and everything. But I find it hard going out places by myself.
Me too.
And I think, like, I need to, you know, get better at spending time just with myself and with my thoughts. And I think especially socially, like, if I'm going out somewhere, because when I'm at home, I can obviously, like, I can be by myself. I, like, quite like being by myself at home and, like, going into my room and reading a book or something. But if I were to take myself out for dinner, I think I would feel so socially like awkward.
Yeah, me too.
But then I think it's a good, you know, good goal to push me out of my comfort zone, because I mean, it's not really a weird thing to do. Like, whenever I go out for dinner and see somebody sitting by themselves, I never think like, oh, you know, what a loser. but whenever I think about myself doing it, I'm like, oh, okay, you know.
That's actually a good one. I might steal that from you.
Yeah,
I could, definitely deal
with that. Yeah, mine are probably just random little things, though. Run, I haven't decided whether I want to run a half marathon or a full marathon. I think I would definitely do half, but I don't know how likely full is. Depends how busy uni life is. That's all right. What about you, Ferg? Any random things?
I think I feel like I've learnt a few lessons or picked up on a few valuable things over the past few years.
Yeah.
And I'd hope to try and like use them or think about them a bit more next year when I'm like meeting people and and going somewhere different and stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Awesome. I feel like this year I've changed, like, I don't know, like, changed it quite a bit for the better, like, relationship wise.
Yeah.
And that's like friends and everything like that. But I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Yeah, we actually went quite fast. We're coming up to an hour. Yeah. So thank you guys for listening. We'll probably sign off and play some music. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for joining
thanks
us.
Thanks for joining us.
That's
all right. See you later.
Bye.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Media Project. Other great podcasts from Fresh FM are available through the accessmedia.nz app or our website freshfm.net.